Hi, thank you for calling the NEC helpline. My name's Maisoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, Maisoon. I have Ms. Amika Marshall on the line. I was hoping you could help her out.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the NEC baby formula lawsuit?
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Thank you. And was this for a loved one or for your child?
For my child.
And was your child diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry to hear that. And can you confirm your child's gender for me?
Male. Hello?
Yes.
What you said now, baby?
You said it was he was a male?
No, I said what you say she is a she. It's a girl.
Oh, okay. Okay. And besides the NEC, was she diagnosed with any other, anything else or any ongoing gastrointestinal issues, scarring, sepsis, neurological damage?
She just had gastro problems.
The ongoing gastrointestinal issues?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And do you know when she was diagnosed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When was that?
Give me just one sec. I'm at work, baby. Hold on.
Okay.
It was December the 20th, 2015.
And was she diagnosed with NEC prior to being given the formula, or was it after?
It was the formula.
It was after the formula?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know which brand of formula was used?
It was a Similac Nearsure.
Okay. And how is she doing now?
She's doing a little better.
Okay. Right. And can I get the name of that facility where she was diagnosed?
Andalusia Health.
I'm sorry?
Andalusia Health. Can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes, it's just a little loud, but yes. It was...
Yeah, because I made work.
Oh, okay. And what city was this in?
Andalusia, Alabama.
Okay. Is that the one? Oh, do you know the address?
Yes, ma'am, I do. It's 849 Southeast 3 Knots Street, Andalusia, Alabama, 36420, baby.
Okay, thank you. And are you a resident of the United States?
Ma'am?
Are you a resident of the United States?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was the gestational age at birth?
She was, 33 weeks.
33?
Yeah, 33 weeks.
Okay. And was she diagnosed with NEC while she was still in the hospital, or did you take her home and you went back?
She was diagnosed there.
At the hospital?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what was her date of birth?
December the 13th, 2016.
December 13th, 2015?
15. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
15.
And how old is she now?
She's 8 years old.
Eight. And was there anyone else affected by the formula as well? Any siblings or relatives?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what is her first and last name?
Mackenzie Tate.
That's Mackenzie.
Mm-hmm.
And then last name was Kate?
T-A-T-E.
T-A-T-E. And do you know her social?
Give me. I have to go get it out of my wallet.
Okay.
Give me just one second.
Okay.
Let me go in my car, man.
Okay.
It's 160-159864.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
And then for your first name, I have Arnicka.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Last name, Marshall.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct also.
And what is your date of birth?
9/17/90.
Thank you. And then your social?
423-357-415.
Thank you. And then what is your email?
arnicamarshall53@gmail.com.
Perfect. And then is this your main cell phone number?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay. What is your address?
104 Murphy Drive, Andalusia, Alabama, 36420.
And okay, that was 104, was it Mercury?
Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-R-E-E, Murphy Drive, then Andalusia, Alabama. Andalusia spelled is A-N-D-A-L-U-S-I-A.
Okay, thank you. And do you have any official documents to show you are a power of attorney? Do you have her birth certificate?
Yes, ma'am, I sure do.
And is your name listed the same on her birth certificate?
Yes.
Perfect. Did you have any of the following issues during pregnancy? Any hypertensive disease, tobacco use, placental insufficiency?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And was she premature?
Yes.
And she was born in Alabama. Was she diagnosed in the NICU?
Yes.
Do you remember her discharge date?
I think it was January. It was January 20th, 2016.
January 20th, 2016?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Ooh, it's hot out here, babe.
We are almost done. And then what was her birth weight?
3 pounds and 9 ounces.
Wow. And then when did she start drinking the formula?
She started drinking the formula inside the hospital.
Okay. And when did she stop?
After they diagnosed her with it, they stopped it.
After she was diagnosed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so then she stopped around the 20th of December?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the time between her being fed the formula until she was diagnosed, would you say that was, how long was that?
I know she stayed in the NICU about a month. So.
Okay. So she started drinking the formula when she was born?
Yes, ma'am.
And then she stopped, was it still December 20th, 2015, or?
Yes, ma'am. Same day. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.